Uncle Joe, tell us a story.
A storybook story.
Here's the story.
100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock. The Story is supported by our good friends at Frontier Toyota in beautiful Valencia, where they don't close deals, they open relationships. When it comes to keyboards, keyboardists from the classic years of classic rock, especially the English guys, you got Elton John and Nicky Hopkins, who worked with The Who and the Rolling Stones to great effect. Both of them went to the Royal College, or the Royal Academy of Music. Royal College of Music, down the street a little bit. That's where Rick Wakeman went. And he did quite a bit of work with Yes, wouldn't you say? And he's going to be coming around with John Anderson and Trevor Rabin, formerly of Yes as well. They're coming around this fall. And when it comes to telling stories, he's a master at it. When it comes to playing keyboards, he's a maestro. Exactly how did the musical education you received think? How did it actually work out for you, Rick?
Yeah, I went to the Royal College in 68. I went there. That was an eye-opener too, because thanks to my father, I'd had a real, what I call serious musical education. I mean, I'd had the big classical education, which my father always described to me. He said, that will give you the technique to pretty much do everything that you want. But he also encouraged me very much to play with all different types of bands, and I played with everything from trad jazz bands to little dance bands to big pally bands playing around the big circuits to, in rock bands, skiffle bands. I played at weddings, I played at funerals, I played in strip clubs too, actually, which is quite interesting. Played a lot of wrong notes in the strip clubs, but, you know. My father was really good. He gave me this all-round tremendous education of music. I mean, I didn't really do anything else. I mean, that was just my great love in life.
Mm-hmm. It worked out pretty well, too. This is Rick Wakeman, and that's the story.